Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. We find ourselves at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. We are 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from in the wide lines. We've been discussing the Torah readings for all the various special days throughout the calendar, and we've discussed most of them now. The one that's left is Ta'aniyot, fast days. And these are fast days particularly that are not part of the schedule, actually. They are called because there's a drought or some other public crisis that requires there to be special fast days. But Ta'aniyot, on these special fast days, Brachot uklalo, we read in the blessings and the curses from Bechukotai that were given to the Jewish people. Ve'ein mafsikim beklalot, and you're not supposed to stop during the, you're not supposed to interrupt during the reading of the curses. Minah ne'mile, what is the source for not interrupting in the curses? Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda said, Amar Rabbi Asi, in the name of Rabbi Asi, to Amar Kra, because there's a pasuk that says, Musar Hashem b'ni al tim'as. My son, do not despise the Musar of Hashem. In other words, if a person were to stop in the middle of the curses of the Jewish that Hashem was giving the Jewish people, it might be like, I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to hear that you have what you have to say to criticize me. Don't be criticizing me, and that would not be correct. You should be stoic about reading the rebuke of Hashem to the Jewish people. Rashi mentions, interestingly, he makes a quote from Masechet Sofrim that in Masechet Sofrim, it derives it from the end of this verse where it says, V'al takutz b'tochachato, not only do not despise his musar, but do not be offended or upset by his tochacha, by his rebuke. So he says, Rashi, the Masechet Sofrim interprets it as, Al tasu kotzin kotzin, not to make it into different kinds of thorns. In other words, these things hurt us. These criticisms of Hashem are hurting us. But if you stop and you read it again, you're actually making it worse. This is kind of like the idea, which may be disputed by modern medicine and psychology, I don't know, but the idea that if you want to rip the Band-Aid off, you should just rip it off in one go instead of causing a little pain and a little pain and a little pain. Better just to read it in one aliyah and get it over with instead of making multiple wounds by reading it in separate aliyahs. Okay, that's the opinion of Rabbi Asi. Reish Lakish gives a different reason. Reish Lakish Amar, Lefi She'ein Omrim Bracha Ala Puranut, because you're not supposed to say a bracha on suffering. So that doesn't actually solve the problem. If there's Puranut happening to the Jewish people, how are you going to have, it's not going to help whether you have one person reading it or two people reading it. You still have to say a bracha on it. Elahechi Avitana, how is he going, how's the Tana going to do this? Keshehu matchil, when he begins the Torah reading, matchil b'pasuk shelifneihem, he should begin at least one verse before the tochacha, which we do. We start further before that. Ucheshehu mesayim b'pasuk shelachareihen, and when he finishes, he shouldn't finish in a verse that is about the curse. He should at least continue on a little bit after the curses. That way, the curses are contained in the middle. As long as you have one aliyah, and he starts before the curses and ends after the curses, then you don't have to make a bracha on the pur anut. Okay, Amar Abaye said, and as we've seen, Abaye is very authoritative on these matters of Torah readings. Lo shanu, we didn't teach this thing about not interrupting in the middle of the curses. Ela b'klalot shebetorat kohanim, except for in the curses in Torah kohanim. As we mentioned, Torah kohanim is the book of Vayikra. So here we're talking about the curses that are mentioned in Bechukotai. Aval klalot shebe Mishneh Torah, but the curses that are found in Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah is another name for the book of Devarim, of Deuteronomy. There's a set of blessings and curses found in Vayikra, and a set of blessings and curses found in Devarim. So Abaye says, related to the curses in Vayikra, that's the one we're talking about, that you cannot interrupt in them. But the ones in Mishneh Torah, the ones in Devarim, posek, you can interrupt, you can go in the middle of them. It's interesting because the ones in Devarim are much longer. The one in Bechukotai is short. The one in Mishneh Torah is much longer. And it's our custom actually not to interrupt in the middle of either of them. But Abaye says you can. My time, well, what's the reason? Halalu bilashon rabim. The one in Vayikra is given in the plural, meaning it is spoken to the Jewish people in the plural, amurot. Umoshe mipi hagvura amran, and Moshe said them in the name of Hashem. That is, all the languages, the verbs are like vihifkati. They are in the name of God. Moshe saying them as if Hashem is saying them. Vahalalu, but the one in Devarim, belashon yachid amurot, they are said in an individual voice, meaning as if they're being spoken to an individual, not to a plurality. Umoshe mipi atzmo amran, and Moshe says them in his own voice, meaning it's his interpretation of Hashem's klalot, and he says them in his own voice, not in Hashem's voice. Now, it's not clear which of these is the dispositive one, but these two differences mean that the ones in Vayikra are considered much more serious. Both are said to all the Jewish people, and they're said in God's voice, as opposed to being said to each individual by himself in Moshe's voice, makes the ones in Devarim much less serious or much less pur anut-like, so that you can, if you want to, divide up in between them. And from my perspective, even though this may be true, the curses in Devarim are bone-rattling and soul-shaking, like they're really, really horrible. So I don't know if we would want to interrupt in the middle of them anyway, but at least in concept, they're not as bad as the ones in Vayikra. So Levi Bar, now we tell, the Gemara tells a story. Levi Bar Bute hava kare v'kama gamgem kamid rav huna ba'arure. So this guy Levi Bar Bute was reading the curses, and it seems like he was reading the ones in Devarim, he was reading the ones in Mishneh Torah, and he was being megamgam. He was stuttering or messing it up, or he was reading it in an unusual way. And it seems like he was reading it in an unusual way because it was making him extremely uncomfortable. He was suffering from the reading of it. But he couldn't stop because you're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of the curses. However, so Rav Huna said to him, Amar lo, he said to him, Akanaf shecha, do what you want to do. If you don't want to read them, stop reading them. Lo shanu, we didn't learn that you can't stop, ela klolo chebetara kohim, except for the curses in Vayikra. Avol shebe Mishneh Torah posek, but the ones in Devarim, if you want to stop, you can stop. So if it's too painful for you to read, then you can stop and we'll do a different aliyah. That's what he said to him. So that is a proof that the ones in Devarim you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of. And as I said, it's our custom not to. We read both sets of curses in a low voice, and we read only one aliyah. And sometimes some people have a custom either to call up the rabbi who can take it for the custom, or not even to call someone up for the tochacha, to not have a formal aliyah for the tochacha, because we don't like to... We don't want to, as Rabbi Asi said, we don't want to be mo'es in Hashem's rebuke of us, but at the same time, we don't want to read it too loudly or too proudly. Like, we want to just get it over with. Okay, continuing on in the Gemara. Tanya, we learn in a Braita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, Ezra tikein lahem liYisrael. Ezra enacted for the Jewish people, sheyuhu korin klolot shebetorat kohanim kodem atzeret, that we should read the curses in Vayikra before Shavuot, which is, if you're following a regular Torah reading calendar where you finish the Torah each year, then you'll be reading Vayikra in the spring around Shavuot time. V'shebe Mishneh Torah, and the curses that are found in the Mishneh Torah in Devarim, Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Since those are found at the end of Devarim, they come out at the end of the year, and they are read around Rosh Hashanah time. So what we want to do, according to, is that Ezra established that you should read the curses before Shavuot, and the curses before Rosh Hashanah. Interestingly, this is not found among the listing of all of the enactments that Ezra made. At least among the 10 that it said that he made, but perhaps this was a different enactment, not related to those other 10. Anyway, my time. Well, what is the reason that is given? Amar Abaye. Abaye said, "V'itemir Reish Lakish," and some said it in the name of Reish Lakish. Kidei shetichle hashana v'kila lo teha. This is a famous phrase that we say around the time of Rosh Hashanah. Tichle shana v'kila lo teha. Let the year and its curses end, and then we say, and let the new year begin with its blessings. So we don't want to read the curses in the new year. We want to leave the curses in the old year. Bishlama, this makes sense. Shebe Mishneh Torah for the ones in Devarim, Ika, Kidei Shetichle Shana V'Kila Lo Teha, because you want to finish the year and her curses, and we're about to start Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year. Ela Shebe Torah's Kohanim, but the ones in Vayikra, Atu Atzeret Rosh Hashanah Hi, is Shavuot the same as Rosh Hashanah? Is it a new year? The Gemara answers, yes, it is a new year. Atzeret nami Rosh Hashanah hi. Atzeret Shavuot is also a Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan, as it said, uvatzeret, and on Shavuot, the world is judged, al perot haylan, for the tree, the fruit trees. So in the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, it mentions four Rosh Hashanahs. It says there's a Rosh Hashanah that's the first of Elul. There's one that's the first of Tishrei. There's one that's either the first of Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. And there's one that's the first of Nisan, so it doesn't mention these. But in the second Mishnah, it mentions that when the world is judged, that the world is judged at different times. And one of the times the world is judged is on Shavuot. So this Gemara considers Shavuot to also be a Rosh Hashanah. So it may be the fifth Rosh Hashanah that we have over the course of the year. And therefore, we want to read the klalot before Shavuot so that when the new year begins, at least as far as fruit trees grow, those curses will be left in the year behind. Tanya, we learn in a braita, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, "Im yomru lecha zekenim stor v'yeladim b'nei." If you're looking for advice and the elders say to you, destroy, and the younger ones say, build, stor v'al tivne. Listen to the older ones, destroy, and don't build. Mipnei shestirat zekenim binyan. Those who are older and wiser, when they say to destroy something, it really is in your best interest. It's so that you can build it up. Ubinyan ne'arim. But when the younger ones say to build, stira, it's actually a destruction because they lack the requisite experience and wisdom to know that this building is not going to work and it's going to end up being destroyed. V'siman ledavar, and the sign for this is Rechavam ben Shlomo. Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, who was trying to decide whether he should follow the advice of the elders or the youngers. The elder said that he should make peace, and the younger said that he should fight, and he listened to the younger ones, and it did not work out well for him. So this is an interesting opinion. This is maybe Rabbi Shimon Elazar was saying this as an older man. Certainly, experience and wisdom is helpful, and it is good to listen to people that have a lot of life experience. On the other hand, sometimes people get stuck in their ways and they only want things to be the way they've always been. And if we didn't have younger voices and fresher voices coming to say, perhaps we could look at things in a new way and change things, nothing would ever change. So it's hard to say for sure whether in all circumstances the voice of the elders is better or the voice of the youngers. But I do think that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's point is well taken, that oftentimes younger people think that their new ideas have either never been thought of before or have no downsides, and many times they are wrong. They just don't have the experience to see that they haven't considered all of the possibilities. We will stop there, five lines from the bottom. Oh, no, sorry, we're going to continue a few more lines. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, five lines from the bottom. Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbat, wherever we stop reading in the Shabbat before, so whenever the Torah reading ended on Shabbat, b'Shabbat Shachri, in the morning of Shabbat, sham korim b'mincha, that's where you start reading at Mincha. So you start reading from the place you stopped in Shachri, which is how we do it. But Mincha, however, now this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. He says, at Mincha, wherever you finished reading at Mincha, Sham Korin Basheni, then you start and read the next section on Monday. Basheni, wherever you stop reading on Monday, Sham Korin Bachamishi, then you read the next section on Thursday. Bachamishi, wherever you stop reading on Thursday, Sham Korin LeShabbat, that's where you start reading on Shabbat. So LeShabbat Haba, the next Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's opinion is that you're always reading something new. You read a parsha on Shabbat, and then you read Rishon on Shabbat afternoon, then you read Sheni on Monday, and then you read Shlishi on Thursday, and then you start on the next Shabbat from Revi'i, let's say. But that you're always moving forward, and that you continue to move forward on Mondays and Thursdays as well. As we saw in our Mishnah, this is not how our Mishnah paskins. Our Mishnah is going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbat Shacharit, the place where you stop on the morning of Shabbat, sham korin ba mincha, uba sheni, uba chamishi, Ula Shabbat Haba. So when you finish the Parsha on Shabbat morning, you read the beginning of the next Parsha on Shabbat afternoon and on Monday and on Thursday, and then you start from the beginning of the Parsha on the next Shabbat. In other words, Shabbat, Mincha, Monday, and Thursday, you don't move forward. You just repeat the beginning of the next one. It's only on Shabbat that you add to the Seder, that you progress in the order of the Torah readings. And that is how we paskin. But it's always good to know that there is such a machloket, that there are, you know, one of the great things about learning the Gemara is that you learn about all of the different possibilities and you can think through what the different views of the sages were. Even though we have one particular practice that we follow, it's instructive to learn the background of all the halachot. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, Halacha, the halacha is like this, Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbat Shacharit, the place where you stop on Shabbat Shacharit, Sham korin b'mincha, that's where you read at mincha, on Shabbat, Uba Sheni, and on Monday, Uba Chamishi, and on Thursday, Ule Shabbat Haba, and on the next Shabbat as well. But the Gemara has a question. If that's true, if that's what the halacha is, why didn't he just say, V'lema halacha k'Rab Yehuda? He could have just said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, we follow Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Meir. We flip the page. Mishum de afkelahu, because there was some confusion. Some people were flipping Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. In fact, he felt that it was actually Rabbi Meir's opinion that we follow, that it was Rabbi Meir's opinion that wherever you stop on Shabbat, you repeat on Shabbat afternoon and Monday and Thursday that reading, and that it was Rabbi Yehuda who felt that you made a unique reading every day and kept progressing. So there was some confusion about whose opinion was which. So rather than saying it in someone's name, he said exactly what the halacha was. And that takes us to the very top of Lamud Bet Amud Aleph, which is our very last daf and our very last amud of Masechet Megillah. We have two recordings left, and we'll continue shortly. Have a wonderful day.